Welcome, my name's Claire Levy and I do the podcasts for DRWF called Living with Diabetes. We've got Judy from Dexcom and Charlotte here supporting the charity. So Judy, can you just talk us through the support that you've given the event today and why you're here?
Yeah, thanks Claire. First of all, it's always a pleasure to be here with DRWF. It's definitely a charity for people living with diabetes that we actively support. It's great to be here with both the type 1 and the type 2 diabetes community and to really help them understand how continuous glucose monitoring can empower them to take control of their health and manage their diabetes better. We've had a wonderful day here. We've been very, very busy. Lots of people come to see us, talk about continuous glucose monitoring. We've had a very special guest. I don't know whether you've met our special guest today, Dexter the dog, who's been welcoming people to the booth and around the floor. But yeah, we've had some really great conversations with people. Like I said, really trying to help them manage their diabetes, to understand how glucose monitoring can help them. So yeah, fantastic opportunity for us to be here with you guys.
Have you been offering people a trial?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have, I'm going to say we're about at the 50 mark of getting about 50 people on census or taking census at this point today. So yeah, that's been a great opportunity for people who perhaps have not tried a sensor before, that they can get the opportunity to try that. And then we've been guiding through people what would be the next step. So are you entitled to glucose monitoring on prescription, or if you're not, what is the opportunity to be able to contact Dexcom to purchase sensors? So yeah, that's been great discussions with everybody, and really lots of people trying sensors and putting them on their arms and their abdomens today.
And education is a huge part of living with diabetes, and obviously we try to encourage as many people to come to this event. What does that education look like for you?
Yeah, we also agree education is key to success with managing diabetes. So events like this are extremely important to the diabetes community, where they can come, they can, you know, learn, they can also network, etc. For us at Dexcom, we also believe education is key to success in people really managing their diabetes. We have online learning platforms, easily accessible step-by-step journeys. We have an amazing Dexcom blog, and Dexcom blog gives people hints, tips, tricks around diet, hypoglycemia, exercise, all of those kind of things. So our Dexcom blog is a great source of education for people as well, and we've got our Dexcom Learn journey.
So, coming to Charlotte, you're going to do a skydive. Tell us how that came about.
So, obviously, as you're aware, we work very closely with the charity. A couple of them were in the office meeting one of our team a few months back, left behind some of their fundraising leaflets. I happened to see a skydive was listed on there, and that's been a bucket list goal for me all my life. So I thought, let's kill two birds with one stone. Let's get my bucket list checked off and raise some money for an incredible charity. So yeah, literally a week on tomorrow, so the 29th, I think it is, of September, we'll be launching myself out of a plane in Salisbury. So I'm very excited, very nervous, but I think it's going to be an incredible experience. And yeah, we've been able to get some amazing donations so far, and hopefully that will keep building.
Yeah, you've beaten your target, I understand.
We have, yes. Yeah. So we've done over 1,300 so far. So absolutely thrilled and so, so grateful for everyone who's donated for us. We are going to keep pushing it, though. Obviously, we want to keep raising money until, you know, the last minute, if not afterwards. We're making sure we're obviously publicising what we're doing on our personal social media as well, to try and gain, you know, on Facebook and Instagram, you know, publishing our LinkedIn sort of highlighting that what we're doing, our fundraising link, and yeah, so a lot of friends and family, a lot of amazing colleagues at Dexcom as well. We did a raffle at our summer event to raise money for that was kind of our kickoff to our fundraising really for the event. But yeah, very excited.
And it's a tandem skydive.
Yes,
yeah?
Yes. So we will be strapped to a highly skilled instructor, thankfully. So I don't have to think about anything. Just got to trust them and let them do what they're they're the best at, so yeah.
And you're skydiving from Go Skydive, yeah?
Yes, at Sight in Salisbury, so yeah. Yeah, very anxious but excited.
So have either of you or both of you got any sort of hints and tips that you would pass on to our listeners or delegates here today about living with diabetes?
Diabetes is an individual challenge. Diabetes can be a roller coaster. My one hint or tip would be know your own body, know your own limits, know your own challenges. Learn to live with your diabetes, but learn to get the best out of it. And that's kind of the motto we have at Dexcom. You know, we're trying to empower people to take control of their health. You know, really try the technology. For people who've never tried technology before, use the technology and see what insights it can give to you, looking at your glucose numbers, your trends, and just seeing what the effect of different foods have on your body, what exercise, the effect that exercise has on you. But again, I would always say for anybody, a tip and trick would be not one model fits all. Everybody is an individual, I honour everybody who lives with the challenge, to be honest with you, like I honour my three colleagues who are jumping out of a plane to raise money for DRWF.
You didn't fancy it?
She's done it before.
I did it 33 years ago. Okay. Met my husband doing it.
Oh, really?
So I ticked off a bucket list and gained a husband.
Yeah.
There we go.
I think in addition to what Judy said, it's, you know, don't be a slave to a blood glucose meter for the rest of your life. You know, there's so many options out there now with CGM and other methods to manage diabetes without, you know, constantly inflicting pain on yourself. And there's so much flexibility as well with CGM. You know, you can wear it as often as you want, you know, for interim periods of time, for longer term periods of time, really depending on what your needs are. But I'd say, yeah, just try it and you will realise why so many people have moved on to CGM. It really does take the pressure off you having to make as many decisions as you were previously.
Thanks for listening to this Living with Diabetes special podcast report from United Through Diabetes 2024, presented by Claire Levy and brought to you by Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation.